get going. Welcome everybody to the first meeting of the Isle of Wight Pension Board, following on for the training session that we've had this morning. The first duty of the board is to elect chair, and I think as everybody's new to this and need to between you decide who needs to be chair, I think it would be useful if we could go around and introduce yourselves with your backgrounds to pensions and relevant information. So if you're happy, Paul, would you like to start,
yes,
please?
Okay, well, after a short spell as a fairground rouseabout, I've spent most of my career as a local government accountant, qualified CIPFA, which is one of the six CCAB accounting bodies. A range of roles in this council and others, but most significantly in 2003 I became the Director of Finance, with responsibility obviously for the pension fund. At that time, pension fund meetings took place in the Royal Corinthian Yacht Club. Nobody else was invited, and there were no public minutes anywhere. During my 4 years in the role, we had funding strategy statements, investment strategy statements, and a whole introduction of formal reporting, which is now a matter of course. While I was managing the fund, it started out at 130 million, and by the time I left, it was 260 million. Funding level up from 50% to 80%. However, I think the invasion of Iraq had more to do with that than I did. But during that time, we did work with the actuaries, Hyman's actuaries at the time, to try and move forward to a more responsive environment. I wouldn't say we got there, but things have certainly changed in the intervening period. Basically, I've quite a good experience of a lot of the matters, albeit maybe a few years after that.
Thank you.
I'm Anne Robin. I'm a Group Director of Business Services for Spectrum Housing Group. My sort of pensions background is I was sort of part of the sort of scheme administrative role, what was then Zaire, which is now Lake of Victoria, for a number of years. Subsequently to that, I've been Executive Director of a housing organisation with responsibility for pension strategy. And have also been involved in SHPS, which is the pension fund. I've got fairly good knowledge of the local government pension schemes, but certainly not the local government.
I'm an ex-naval officer, actually, seconded to the Sultan of Oman's Navy in 1976. And after my 2.5 years secondment, I was asked by the Sultan to consider retiring early, taking his commission and becoming commander of the naval base in Muscat, which was, of course, a very interesting job at the time and very well paid, and I took it. So I retired early from the Royal Navy. After serving in Oman for 6 years, I decided to actually move and find another job because it was Omanizing, and I went to Saudi Arabia, and there I lived in Saudi Arabia for 18 years, lived and worked, and worked for a number of venture companies, including an international bank for 7 years, so I do have some financial background. And I returned to this country after 25 years in the Middle East in the year 2000. There you are.
Thank you. Barbara Milton. I work for Council Children's Services. I've worked for Council 22 years. I moved to England in 1977 to the Isle of Wight in 1978. Previous to that, I travelled quite a bit. New Zealand, Canada, I've lived in a couple of places in the States. When I came to this country, I started a company that I was managing director of, and I had built it up and had financial experience through that. Had limited pension experience. We did, I was involved when we introduced a pension scheme to the company with about 100 members. financial director led on it. I was the managing director of the company, and the financial director led on it. So my actual pension, direct pension knowledge is dated for one thing, and not extensive like Paul's.
Thank you. Just for completeness then, I'm Jo Thistlewood, I'm the Technical Finance Officer for the Council. Cover the LGPS as part of my role. Until 5 years ago, my experience of pensions was paying 6.5% into my salary. But since then, I've picked up an incredible amount of knowledge, learning from Dave Burbage and the committee members, etc., etc. So that's where I am here. As far as I am aware, I will be the lead officer to support this board, as I am lead officer to support the committee. So there may be, I may have conflict there, but I think I will need to work to manage that. So thank you for your introductions. In electing a chair, I think this is going to be an interest. I'm not entirely sure how we're going to do this, but I think if there's anybody that's interested in volunteering for that post, you nominate yourself if you feel so inclined. Okay, so that's Paul. Okay, fine. Well, in that case, there's one nomination, which is Paul Wilkinson. If everybody's happy with that, yes. Paul. Thank you very much. I'll hand over the meeting to you now, Paul. Thank you.
A little bit.